Yoshida says he knew Germany or Spain would go out as he had seen the statistics. Lukaku punches the dugout as he gets emotional, and Rashford's performance at the highest level delights the England fans on the road. Oh, this is in airplane repair.
Like you referenced us.
Yes.
Very good.
Doesn't quite work when we don't have our full cast present, but
did I get a mention? I don't think I got a mention.
Emotions and stats.
Oh, emotion. Oh, with the Lukaku.
Yeah, Yoshida said he had seen the statistics, so he knew that Germany or Spain would go out. it's a bit of a cop out.
No, that's all right.
You're listening to In Air Plane Repair, the most uncensored, unedited, and unbelievably distracted by the Netherlands-USA game pod available on the internet. Joining me today to discuss the whole group stage and to preview the last 16. I've got Luke's introduction here. Skip Luke. He got so emotional about the new in-game statistics FIFA have been coming up with that he was almost... overwhelmed. Emotions and stats expert Otto_Wolf is here. Welcome.
Whatever. I only noticed one new set of statistics.
I saw one today, which was in this game. It was called ball. Oh, I can't remember what it was. It's like getting the ball back, the average time it takes to get the ball back. But I like when they have the spin rate of the ball on the goal, it's quite good.
Yes.
It's so pointless.
And also forced turnovers, whatever they are.
And in contention possession.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, possession was the only one that I've noticed. And I've been a bit confused about what.
Total receptions between midfield and defensive lines.
Yeah, Richarlison was really good at that.
What is that? Oh, and just joining the pod as we speak, he's waited nearly as long as Robert Lewandowski for his first World Cup goal. The only one of us who has played the game at the highest level, Luke Stamper. Welcome.
Good to be here. Apologies for the lateness.
No worries at all. Better late than never, Luke.
Yeah.
It's probably a good job he didn't go to Qatar, as his Crusader outfit would probably have been seized by now. Our fan on the road at the J Doggy Dog, welcome.
Good to be here. I'd have added a bit of a rainbow theme to any costume I'd have worn.
Yeah, I think rainbow would have been... Actually, quite a few people are dressed in Crusader outfits and doing all right, I think.
No, they've been getting turned away.
But some of them sneaked in.
Oh yeah, the one you sent yesterday. To be fair,
I guess he wasn't really Crusader. Actually, he wasn't.
He was just a guy, right?
Yeah, I think because of this thing. Right, can you see it?
But that's not Crusader.
I think he's got a flag on his head.
I can't move it because of the zoom controls are all in the way. There we go. Yeah, maybe he's not actually Crusader.
Yeah, it's just because he had the England flag and now he's got the Palestinian flag. He's got too many flags to hold, so he's got one on his head.
So I play it for the viewers at home.
It's coming home! إجادة اللغة العربية. أقول أن كرة القدم ستعود إلى وطنها وإلى موطنها. وثانياً.
What a legend.
Yeah, we've actually got way too many things to discuss. So I thought we'd just go through the last 16 games and we could just have a free-for-all, really. Netherlands-USA ongoing as we speak.
USA just nearly scored.
Also, for listeners who may be listening to this pod, they've been accused of being boring. Luke, do you find the Netherlands boring?
The Netherlands?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't really seen any of those games, so I have very little interest in them, to be honest. So yeah, I think they are a bit boring. Yeah, they are a bit boring.
How can they be boring?
Well, you know,
I think they've just comfortably won by like one or.
Oh, Johnny reacted, and he's ahead of us.
Oh. A goal from USA.
Wait, I haven't seen it yet. What was that goal?
Was it an own goal?
How did that even go in?
There's so many mistakes in the build-up. It's quite good.
But Netherlands has scored.
That's actually an insane finish. I'm going to say insane finish.
You're going to say insane finish. Johnny is on the record saying insane finish.
Luke.
Or maybe it's off Van Dijk.
Is it an own goal?
Yeah. There is no way that's intentional, Johnny. It's literally falling to the floor. These replays are so bad. Johnny, what are you talking about? Insane finish. He has no idea what's happening. I can't believe you would go on record so quickly and just embarrass yourself like that. Why are people calling them boring? Because they just won every game. Well, they drew with Ecuador, but they won the other two.
Yeah, I don't know why they called, but the media called them boring.
To be fair, I don't think they've been that exciting in this game, which is the one game I've seen of them. But yeah, they're kind of quite happy to sit back.
Yeah, one of their games was like, they didn't really make any chance or anything, but just like some guy just smashed it in the top corner towards the end of the game, and that was, you know, they won.
But they've only won 2-0, so that isn't the whole thing.
They've only won 2-0?
Yeah, they've drawn 1-1 and they've won the other two 2-0. So.
Yeah, but you know what I'm trying to say there, don't you?
Prior to this game, USA had only conceded one goal, and that itself was a penalty against Wales. Johnny, first of all, have you been impressed with the USA in this tournament? And second, were you happy to see Wales go out?
I was very happy to see Wales go out. second of all, USA, yeah, I think they've been quite good. They've run around a lot, and they were quite good. I think they were the better team against England. Hard to know if England were just bad or not. Didn't watch the Iran game or Wales game. So they were quite good against England, is what I would say. And now they're looking quite good at this. But they seem to run around a lot, but don't really have the quality, I think, other than Pulisic, I think.
Their Gareth Bale has not been doing very well. For either Gareth Bale or...
Better than the real Gareth Bale, then.
Yeah, a bit better. But Pulisic is like, you know, he's the whole thing. The former president of Liberia's son is doing quite well up front, I thought.
Former World Cup great, I think. It's mad. Mm. So Netherlands-USA, the winner of this game plays the winner of Argentina against Australia. Luke, did you watch the Saudi Arabia-Argentina game? And if you did, I know you're a fan of Messi, so were you a little bit heartbroken?
I didn't watch it because all those games were just in the middle of the day, weren't they? I didn't see any of those games. But
that didn't stop the rest of us. Come on.
What are you talking about, Luke? Such a nerd.
But my whole work is nerd, so the football's not on at work.
Really?
Yeah? That's the problem, yeah.
You got a computer?
But I'm a good employee. That was sad. Although it seems like, you know, 9 times out of 10, they probably just win that game, don't they?
Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, Argentina, Saudi Arabia. You know, I mean, I didn't see it, but it just seems like they'd probably win that game most of the time, you know, Argentina.
That's an Argentina would win it.
I feel like they were kind of a bit unlucky, you know. But they were terrible against Mexico. They were fucking awful against Mexico. They deserved to draw that game, because to be fair, Mexico were terrible as well. What was the question?
Were you a little bit heartbroken for Messi? Messi.
I was concerned for Messi. Not heartbroken, because they were still in it, and here they, you know, they've gone through top of the group in the end. So
your heart needs to be just cracking slightly.
Yeah, there was the threats, and the threats remain now, you know, because they're probably not going to win it, are they, Argentina?
They do seem slightly less dependent on Messi than they did at the Brazil World Cup.
Yeah, although they did, you know, he did kind of bail them out in the Mexico game.
Yeah,
but then they actually looked good against Poland. So.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Oh!
You guys need to control your reactions.
Sorry. There may or may not have been a goal in the Netherlands-USA game. You can tweet us at Pilot Pundit.
I thought we were on the same time. Oh. It's a Dumfries. It is Dumfries. And he's good.
The USA fans can't even watch.
I think Dumfries is...
Yeah.
Dumfries just seems to always be like doing really well at every international tournament.
So that looks like it will be Netherlands going through. Johnny, the Saudis awarded the players after that victory against Argentina with a Rolls Royce each.
Wow.
Is that the sort of motivation you'd like to see Gareth Southgate employ in this World Cup going forward?
I mean, I think they probably win a lot more money than that. I can't remember what you win if you win the World Cup, but it's you could buy several Rolls Royces, I think.
Listeners to last week's pod would know that, would know the answer to that.
I reckon the better motivation was the public bank holiday they gave the whole of the country.
Yes.
If I was playing football and I could win a holiday for my nation, I would put in the extra 5-10% that is often needed.
Okay, so with that in mind, Otto_Wolf, have they got what it takes to beat Australia?
Saudi Arabia?
No. Bizarre segue.
Argentina.
Australia, sorry, beating Tunisia and Denmark to get there.
Yeah, crazy. Australia are really, really shit. I don't really understand how they've done it, to be honest. It's a bit of I'm kind of happy for them, but also quite confused.
They had some nice goals on the counter, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty sure Argentina will beat them. And I almost feel like Australia are so surprised they even got out of the groups that they will just be like happy to. But I don't know. I don't think they're going to try that hard.
Nothing to lose, though, at this point.
Nothing to lose, but also goal achieved, you know? Like, you've done it. Like,
I see.
I don't know. You didn't expect to get this far, so now you're going to kind of like, given your all, just get out of the group. Whereas Argentina, they're just powering up.
Are they approaching dark horse status, Australia?
No.
Okay, not quite. Okay.
Yeah. All the dark horses out, aren't they?
Serbia were a dark horse. That was my
Uruguay,
dark horse.
Dark horse, gone.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Didn't we discuss, you know, if you outperform by a certain amount, you're then a dark horse. So in Australia, they're already a dark horse at this point.
I think so.
If somebody had called them as a dark horse, they would be vindicated now.
I think you need to
even
get to
if
at least
they lose
the
5-0.
Yeah, I think they need to get to the quarters, personally. Because I feel like you can kind of get to the group stages by having like quite an easy group, which, to be fair, they didn't have a super easy group, but it doesn't feel as impressive. But quarters, at that point, you've had to like get through somebody. I don't know. For me, at least.
Luke, the next last round of 16 ties France, Poland. The French Theo Walcott looking pretty good for France.
Is that Mbappe?
Well,
you decide. You decide if Mbappe is worthy of that title.
Yeah. Are they good, France? Are they? I mean, what do you reckon?
I mean, I didn't see the Tunisia game, which is the one that they lost.
Luke, you should really start with what you have seen. Don't start every single.
But I did see
what you haven't seen.
The Denmark game, which they look pretty good in that, because they're like, you know, they look like they're not in going full power, and then they concede and then they're just like, okay, we'll just go and score again and we'll just leave it there. But then they did just lose to Tunisia, so is that cracks?
But they were already top of the group.
Hard to judge that, isn't it? Because Portugal lost as well, but like it's hard to know. Well, Portugal, Spain, and France all lost, and it's hard to know whether. It's just because they didn't give a shit anymore. Because they were already top of the group.
But Spain could have gone out if they had lost.
That's true. No, could they say?
There was a moment where they were going out.
Because
if Costa Rica beat Germany, Spain would have gone out if they lost to Germany.
Really?
So they actually needed to win. I think they just...
They're just South Korea was just fucking sick.
Japan.
Japan, sorry.
Otto_Wolf, Olivier Giroud has equaled Thierry Henry's goal record for France. I think he may have even surpassed it. Is he an underrated player? Is he actually as good as Henry?
He might be starting to somehow reach some kind of like semi-legendary status that I don't really understand how he's got there. But like, he just keeps scoring and being really good and scoring like load of bicycle kicks and shit.
In the last World Cup, he didn't score at all as well.
He didn't have a shot on target.
And even then, it was like, he didn't even shoot, but he was really good.
But he was, because he was doing it.
He actually also scores loads of goals as well.
Yeah, he's still doing it, you know? He hasn't stopped.
I mean, I think there's a thing of like, there's more competitive games now for modern players to score goals. And it's a lot more like smaller countries that you can score a lot of goals against. Because I think you'd be struggling to find countries with old players still having the scoring record. I reckon.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think, yeah, I think he is.
Why do we not think he's good? I mean, at what point are we going to have to think he's actually a good player?
He's never really, apart from when he's at Arsenal, I guess he was never really first choice. AC Milan, he was a bit, but it's hard to give someone that kind of, I don't know.
Mm.
It's not like he's dragging a team along like Henri or Drogba or someone like that who's like literally since you.
I guess the zero shots on target at the last World Cup hit him a bit of a laughing stock.
People were saying he did really well. He did really
That was all part of the plan. Yeah. Then you got Griezmann and Mbappe and like all of those that are hot, like, around you. You just set them up.
So the winner of that game will play the winner of England against Senegal.
Well, so they'll play England.
Really? Well,
see. Luke, don't do that.
Luke, wow.
Luke, what the hell?
Oh,
hold on, I thought that's just the textbook positivity of it. It's coming home.
No, you know? That's getting ahead of yourself. It's always the next game.
So you're allowed to say long-term is coming home, but short-term...
You're allowed to say, I predict England will go through, but to just have that level of certainty is just tempting fate.
Shocking.
You've nearly ruined the whole nation.
Hold on.
Put in so much effort.
How is this worse than saying it's coming home?
That's more of a feeling.
Coming home doesn't mean we're gonna literally win the tournament. It's just a thing that we say.
It's a feeling. It's a feeling.
Okay.
My question to you, Luke. Maybe you can just try and temper your optimism a little bit.
Yeah.
Marcus Rashford says he's hoping for a penalty shootout in this tournament. Firstly, you hoping for a penalty shootout? And second, how many more goals can Rashford score at this World Cup?
Why is he hoping? I mean, you know, it's always
to redeem himself or something.
Yeah, mate, just redeem yourself by scoring goals in regular time, you know?
Mm.
You know?
Is he not redeemed?
Yeah, he is redeemed.
Yeah, he's redeemed. Mate, he's just a good bloke, isn't it?
He didn't even need to redeem himself.
Yeah. I mean, fair. Southgate's well, we're putting one at right back to get one touch of the ball before having to take a crucial penalty, you know? But yeah, I probably would rather not have penalty shootouts, you know, I think.
Hmm.
I mean, it's always nice when you win one, but...
Is it nice when you win one, though?
No, yeah. It's not as nice as winning in normal time, though, I don't think, because then you're like, oh, we only just beat them on penalties.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah, it is. You know, when it's, peak. You know, when
it's
that
got quite high.
Last penalty goes in or is missed, that's good, isn't it? That is good.
Does he start then against Senegal? Would you start him?
Yeah.
Just don't start Kane. Shit.
Whoa.
Kane's been good, man.
Oh, no.
I think Kane's been real good.
No. Donkey. But
he's got a couple of good assists. Start. He's got some really good assists.
Yeah, he has got an all right. He's got one all right assist.
One.
Well, I don't know.
What was it?
He got a couple in the first game.
Oh.
Did he? I don't know. I can't remember.
I think Kane's been good. But it's difficult to know who you start because they're all good.
Yeah.
Like Foden, Saka. Well, I would be tempted not to play Sterling, but I feel like he's going to get there.
Yeah, Sterling doesn't need to play.
Yeah.
Southgate isn't that flexible, really, is he?
Yeah, also because he quite likes having like left footers on the right wing and vice versa. But then when he switched it, it seemed to work really well. So we'll see if he like... See what he does.
They are all good. They're all so good, in fact, that Lloyds Bank have concluded that England are the most insurable team at this tournament with a combined value of £3.17 billion. That's the most valuable team in the tournament.
What do you mean? Like insuring their legs? Like,
well, like insurable, I think it's like their value across their entire career. What are they worth? So Messi would not be as worth as much as Mbappe, for example.
So but you're insuring them, so like if something awful happens and they can never play again, that's the payout they get.
I don't know if anyone's actually going to insure these players, but like in terms of their value across time. So if you were to insure them, what would you have to? Yeah, basically that.
I think players do get their legs insured and stuff.
David Beckham insured his legs.
Oh, maybe
I think it's actually quite normal practice. Because like Shakira insured her bum or something.
Really?
Fair enough.
Yeah, there was quite a lot of stuff.
What happened to your bum?
I don't know. I guess it could get burnt off in a fire.
A question for the pod. In the absence of any quiz, who is the most valuable, most insurable player at this tournament?
Mbappe.
Oh, Sturridge, present on this pod. Wow.
Oh, Sturridge, how did you get here?
Daniel, stop showing up uninvited to things.
I definitely know that Haaland is the most expensive player not at the World Cup.
Is it not just going to be Mbappe? How old is he now?
It has to be.
How old is Mbappe?
It's 23.
Jude Bellingham.
Yes, correct.
Genius.
His young age, I think.
You get a point for that, Luke.
Thank you.
What about, he's got a younger brother, I didn't realise, who's also playing at Birmingham City now.
Jude Bellingham. He has a younger brother.
Job Bellingham or something.
Oh my God, amazing.
It is Job.
That is so good.
That's my hot take. He's the most valuable.
Well, he's not at the tournament.
Oh, yeah.
£214 million, whatever that means.
It's difficult, is it? Because apparently, isn't Ronaldo going to get paid that in 1 year if he goes to Saudi Arabia? So then that's like...
Oh, so he can insure Jude Bellingham then?
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, I don't really know how it works. But and his mum still makes his own bed, they say, about Jude Bellingham. So what a legend.
I never got the deal about making your bed. What, like?
It's when, before they had duvets, it was more important.
And you had to, like, tuck everything in.
Yeah.
I make my bed every morning.
But it's like, it's not even a thing. You know, I get
out
of bed.
It's not really a chore. Yeah.
And then, like, I just put the cover back on the bed. Just
put the duvet sort of vaguely straight.
Yeah. It's just, like, the pillow's already where it's supposed to be. I just be like, I'll just put the duvet back. It's not even a task.
I feel like the implication is that the mum is also maybe like changing the sheets and like stuff like that.
Okay.
But is that what making your bed actually means?
I feel like if they say that, they don't just mean she comes in every morning and like flaps out the duvet. Although she might also do that, but I feel like she also probably washes the sheets and like, you know, I wonder, he might not know the technique of like turning the duvet cover inside out and grabbing the duvet. And,
That's probably it.
They probably were like, how would you change a duvet? And he was like, well, I just put the cover over it. And they were like, that's made me very aware of the fact that you don't do it yourself.
Johnny, if you had to describe the Henderson, Rice, Bellingham axis in midfield in one word, what word would it be?
In one word, the Henderson there.
Henderson Rice,
changed
Bellingham.
It a little bit. I'll go with one word is difficult.
That's a really interesting description.
I'll go with sparkly. But Henderson kind of ruins that a little bit.
Yeah, Henderson does because he's passion.
Wait, Thomas,
and so does Rice,
like...
to be honest. I'll just describe Bellingham as sparkly. The rest is solid.
I didn't quite understand the question. Was it, you know, what is it like having them play there, or like, you know, who should be playing and the dynamics of that?
How would you do that in one word, Luke?
It's just how.
I was empathizing with Johnny there. I thought he had a very difficult task on his hands.
I think it's just like an adjective.
Yeah.
It's just like
a descriptive word for England's midfield when those three players play.
It's, you want to combine Declan's running with Jordan's shouting.
Yeah.
And Bellingham's world.
It's really, it's really a vocabulary. Like, it's really a vocabulary test.
Yeah, you want something like solid, but also like majestic
and runs a lot
and loud.
What if
I'd go with a gazelle that really shouts a lot?
an ostrich.
Ostrich is a good shout.
Ostrichian, I guess.
Why have you gone down an animal?
I thought a metaphor might be able to get more, England's midfield more qualities would be an ostrich. In one word.
Is there like cacophony kind of implies like it's not very... Is there like an antonym to cacophony where it's like still loud?
asking the real questions.
I don't even know how to spell cacophony.
It's hard. That is hard. Okay, what if I said two? What if two words?
A euphony is. I don't know. No, that's serene. Mm. No, that's definitely not serene.
I would say it was pretty serene.
I think if you're standing next to Jordan Henderson, any ideas of sereneness would be
yeah, quite good. It's the Rice Bellingham is that's looking real sexy. Sexy is the word.
Okay, that's good.
What a vocabulary on this man.
Does anyone want to simulate that game?
Don't give it to Luke.
If you're going to simulate it, Phil Foden, I think we have to start Foden. So
surely that's part of the simulation.
Simulation.
Maybe you do two separate simulations, one where Foden starts and one where he doesn't.
Okay. Anyone want to do the Foden one?
Yeah, I can do the Foden one.
Is this including Foden? Yeah, okay.
Should we do the non-phone one first? Should we do that one first?
But for contrast.
Okay.
Where might feel nicer to do
this? You seem to have nominated yourself for that one.
I also think you've just predetermined the results of the simulation by saying the Foden one's going to have a better outcome.
What, is it not?
Well,
it's impossible to know.
Well, Arthur, would you care to simulate it without Foden, please?
Wait, was it me?
Yeah, it was you.
Without Foden.
That's why you've just simulated it.
So a lot of media talk coming up to the match, all centered on Foden. So it's getting in everyone's heads. The dressing room's in turmoil. They're all pretending it's not an issue, but they're all waiting. They see Southgate is slowly reading out the team sheet. Gets to that left wing position. Sterling and Foden both looking up, very engaged.
What are you simulating here? What is this? The reading of the team sheet.
The dressing room dynamics.
This is all very important stuff.
Okay,
and obviously he reads out Sterling because this is the non-Foden simulation. Foden keeps a stoic face, but Sterling celebrating like mad in the dressing room. gets to the match, the day of the match, they're lining up. And obviously the Senegal players know that this is going to be a point of contention. So Koulibaly and Kouyaté and all the other Senegal players are just kind of like poking Sterling, saying, oh, you've got to live up to the pressure now. You can't be, you've got to be good because everyone's talking about it. Finally to the match. pretty boring first half. No deal. Then in the second half, Sterling's on a run, and Koulibaly takes him out. Huge challenge. Sterling's rolling around, he's injured. Koulibaly gets a yellow card. Sterling has to go on, but stubborn Southgate refuses to bring on Foden. Instead brings on Jack Grealish. Then I think it probably finishes 0-0. because Grealish can't create anything at the moment. And so then it goes to extra time.
Oh, God.
And in extra time, let me just check. Oh, yeah, it's Saar goes on a lovely run and sets up Kouyaté from midfield. They Senegal score and they go for 1-0.
What?
England in heart.
Oh, no.
It's crazy.
Wow, that's bad. It's crazy. That's bad.
Southgate comes to the dressing room after the match and just writes on the big whiteboard, "I made a mistake," and walks out.
But like Grealish, you know, he doesn't score, but he you know, he'd be winning free kicks and then the slab's in the box. Are you sure there's no error in there?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nah. It's not looking good. Simulation.
Not looking good.
Yeah. Oh man, I should have tempered my optimism.
Johnny, do you want to simulate a Vic?
The Foden one. Well, it would be silly not to start anywhere other than the day before. No. It's the day of the game. Foden starting on his favoured left side, I think.
Yeah.
And Rashford's on the right.
Oh, yes.
The way they ended.
Yes.
Southgate series classic. The crowd goes wild at the announcement of the lineup. First minute. Bosh. Foden goal. Top
wow,
two.
Wow.
Second minute. Boom. Foden's only got a knocked a little cheeky header in.
No way. Wow.
Well, they celebrated that first goal fast.
Yeah.
The fastest two goals in the history of World Cup.
They score the first goal and it's like they're behind. They pick up the ball, run straight back.
Yeah.
And they're looking really good. They're just passing it around for fun. But the rest of the game kind of slows down a little bit.
Okay.
Get to half time.
Doesn't keep up the goal a minute pace then.
He's tired.
Well, that'd be insane.
He's only a young lad. And then Southgate thinks the game's done, pulls off Foden and amongst others, Bellingham as well. Puts Trent.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Get in. Wow. Oh,
no. But little did he know.
How has he taken off Foden and Trent and bring Foden and Bellingham and bring in Trent?
Five at the back.
Nice.
But little did he know that Rashford really wants the penalty shootout. So five minutes before the end, bangs in two own goals, goes all the way through to penalties, and then we win on penalties.
Yes, wow.
Does Rashford score his penalty?
No, he doesn't. But, so, you know, jury's out as to what happens in the next round because he really wants that redemption.
He's just got two own goals. Surely he's disgraced.
People understand the motivation and they're thrilled about the win on penalties and they think it might be the best way to go through.
That's complicated.
Thank you for that. That's very good. You can tweet us at Pilot Pundits. What do you think will happen? Before we get on to a small game. Let me remind you that you can subscribe to us on SoundCloud, where our most recent episode 46, was reposted three times.
Wow.
Bizarrely. And it's also got 13 likes.
Wow.
Someone called Sarah Quesada. So, Sarah, as always, if you're listening...
you're obviously an avid listener.
Are you a bot? and also someone called Daniel Dixon.
Wait, they're named twice?
But first name Daniel Dixon, surname Daniel Dixon.
And Judith.
Interestingly, Daniel Cook. I think they're all...
These are the most obviously bot accounts I've ever seen in my whole life. Have you seen their pictures?
Yeah.
They are AI generated so hard.
Yeah, it's bad. anyway, You can also subscribe to us on Spotify, where we don't get as many views on Spotify as we do on SoundCloud.
Do not. How many do we get on Spotify? Can you get stats for that?
It's a couple. Yeah, it's about three an episode.
As many.
That's quite good. That's more than I thought it would be.
I don't know who they are.
I'm sure it's not just us. Do you guys listen back?
I don't always listen back.
I'm always looking forward, you know. I'm in the future, living in the future, not in the past, man. I said what I said.
But apparently it's got 40 views. I would like to know if someone has listened to the whole thing.
Of what? Of the last message? Oh, yeah, on SoundCloud.
Apparently 40. Anyway, there you go. 40 views or whatever you want to call them. It's because we produce such high quality content, such as new rules, cool or not cool, World Cup edition. Really, we should have done this in the preview episode, but now obviously you've had a chance to see the rules in action. Your decisions will be hopefully more, you know, valid, really. So rule number one is 5 subs. Interesting stat for you here. In the last World Cup, 9% of goals came from subs. In this World Cup so far, 20% came from subs. Otto_Wolf, how does that stat sit with you?
I guess it kind of makes sense because we've got nearly twice as many subs. So we've got more goals from subs. But also, this isn't really a new rule because we've had this rule for quite a while.
Not
it's just
World
new
Cup,
for the World Cup. Yeah. I think it's good. It makes more exciting games, but obviously it does. It's better for teams with a deep squad.
But then it's like, because people don't like it for club football because they're like, oh, it advantages like the rich teams that have loads of have like a whole backup squad. But then, you know, in the World Cup, it's like, well, they're not buying the players. So
yeah.
Is it different there?
And also with it being 30 degrees and super humid, I think like you can see how sweaty the players are. It seems pretty fucking be rough to be out there without 5 subs.
Do we think it's cool then overall?
Yeah, I think cool.
We've had quite a long time to practice this one, cool. I think.
It's nice to be able to change the game more as well. Like if you've got a bit of a boring 0-0,
yeah.
You can do more to kind of
and it's good for England, I think, because we've got quite a good squad.
You can just shove out the right back 5 times.
Yep.
Exactly.
Johnny, I can't remember which team. Did any team go through on yellow cards? If they did.
One team nearly did.
Nearly did. So teams going through on so-called fair play. Is that a bit negative? Could we reward something else?
Yeah, it's not a new rule.
It's not new. It's in the last World Cup.
Yeah, but they should definitely do it on Megs, shouldn't they? I think.
That is such a good idea.
Meg's scored. And then you go to Meg's attempted.
Yes.
To encourage the attempts.
And just like if a team's like 3-0 up, they just stop trying to score and just start megging everybody at the time. that actually happened last World Cup.
Oh, okay, I missed that.
Like a team, I think Japan went through from the groups last World Cup on fair play.
I was wondering if the two teams that are in that level are playing each other on the last day.
What, do you try and goad them and shit?
Can they just go to penalties or do they actually just go to,
I think it would just go straight to fair play.
Yeah, I would think.
But also,
what if your level on fair play?
It's random.
But yeah, they
draw lots.
That's so bad.
Yeah, it's mad. I mean, it does seem
like if you did have them both there, you might be like, just have a penalty shootout.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But then, like,
I don't think they could be like that. It wouldn't be allowed.
I'm going to go not cool on this one. I think it's a bit boring. They could do something more interesting, like shots.
It is because the issue is just that there are so many nil nils. That basically seems to be why this like ends up being a recurring issue.
I don't know if there were that many nil-nils with Poland.
No, but they're not.
So what is it currently? Does head-to-head come into it?
Because teams draw.
Oh, they drew nil-nil.
Right.
Yeah. It's goal difference, then head-to-head, then goals for.
Yeah.
Really?
What about possession? Would that be... That'd be weird.
What about in contest? Yeah, who's doing that stat?
Like, amount of
style of playing, because like some teams prefer to play with less of the ball and the counter.
Amount of receptions in between the midfield and attack.
Forced turnovers.
Total spin on the goal.
And they're going through on forced turnovers.
You could do who hit the ball the hardest at any point.
It's right at the end of the match. There's like teams even. One guy's just like, give it. Hardest bring shot. On the sub. Bring on
hardest
the
hardest shot of target.
He will take the next free kick.
Which team had a player with the highest top speed?
So what do we think? Cool, not cool?
I think it's all
kind
right.
of necessary. I feel like you need something. Don't
yeah.
You could get all of the fans to do like a clap-o-meter.
Clap-o-meter, yeah. Luke, FIFA says in this tournament that they want to recover all unnatural lost time. And that's the reason for the increased amounts of added time.
Yeah. What do they mean by unnatural lost time?
Well, that's I was going to ask you that very same thing.
Yeah, it's a good question. Because, like, I assume when the ball's out for throw, and that's, you know, people are, you know, still this game's still being played when the ball's out for throw. You know, some guy's going off to kick the ball boy to get the ball back quicker. Everyone's trying to get in position.
Yeah.
And like,
I don't think that counts.
That's good.
But presumably if you're taking too long on the throw, and
yeah,
it would start adding it.
Yeah, because you can then just be wasting time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun having all the added time, but then it also, you know, it takes the novelty away from a goal in the 95th minute if it's like, oh yeah, well they played up to plus 15 minutes, you know?
I think it has to be good.
I think it probably is good.
I think time wasting is one of the more frustrating parts of football.
Especially the World Cup as well.
Yeah. But also, was I talking to you guys about how my hot take is that the only reason they can do it is because Qatar's so small?
What?
Because they can't, if they did it in England, like in the Premier League, it would just cause so many traffic problems and like train issues. And so because Qatar's so small and like you don't really have to travel that far, if they actually start doing
traffic issues.
Because if you add like 15 minutes or like 20 minutes onto the end of a game, everyone's missing their train, and like they time all of the matches and shit so that police can like move in between the matches, and like there's so many logistics to do with the game times.
Can't we just adjust those logistics?
But it would cause like quite a lot of havoc.
Oh, I see.
When it first started.
Yeah, I see.
I think they'll bring it in, to be honest.
Broadcasters having to, you know, extend the programming because they're like, it, basically now you know it's going to be 2 hours, the whole thing.
Yeah.
I think it's...
I don't know. I don't think they'll be able to bring it in the Prem.
I feel like you can adjust quite quickly.
Maybe, we'll see.
Yeah. I also feel like they went hard in the beginning. And then now they're kind of creeping back to normal-ish times as well. More like 6 or 7.
I mean, at the beginning, it was just that we had 2 concussions in the first game.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like pretty...
There's an argument to have it like a clock on the screen to see so people know when it's being added on? Or is that just a bit boring?
That's what they could do what they do in rugby, couldn't they?
Yeah, we could do the rugby thing.
Well, yeah, the problem
rugby
is
doesn't
it just
do it
stops
as much.
In rugby, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And also, they still keep the clock going. Yeah, rugby actually should almost do it more. Like, the scrums waste so much time.
Yeah, but
that's for
true.
A different pod.
That's for our rugby pod.
So what do you think on that? On balance, is that cool? Or?
Yeah, I think cool.
I think cool.
Okay, that's good.
I don't know. I do kind of think cool. But it is basically just de facto making the games longer when they could bring in something that wasn't just that. But I guess that's fine.
I think but I'm fine with more football. It's fine. More
football. And teams are time wasting from minute one as well. A lot.
Yeah,
time.
Exactly.
Are we going to see the like you know a dying out of like the Atletico Madrids of this world, or are they just going to do it anyway? Is there any point in time wasting now?
Time wasting isn't just about wasting time, it's also about breaking up so they don't get into a flow or like actually build momentum or anything.
Yeah, but there's stuff like walking for ages to do a throw in is so dumb. Like if they can
I feel like they would still keep doing it. I feel like they just want to frustrate them.
Yeah,
I kind of, I'm not anti time wasting. I, you know, it's obviously it's frustrating when it's your team who's on the end of it, but it is, it's part.
But then
of
when you in the when you saw the England women time waste for like 7 minutes exactly. in the corner,
yeah,
oh, that was football.
It's within. But
wasn't
the
that
rules,
just them? That was just them holding it in the corner.
That's true, actually.
Yeah,
they were like true. That was like
absolutely. That was legitimate time. That was
natural. That's not
that's natural time. That's true. Yeah. That's
okay. Very, very natural.
And the last one is automated offsides, semi-automated, I should say. Johnny, for me, this is a no-brainer. Cool.
I think it's better than what we've had because it's faster, and anything to speed it up is good. But so if they can get it even, I wouldn't mind even if you get these really marginal calls. If they can do it within 10 or 20 seconds. Then that's going to be good.
They're saying there's 12 cameras in the stadium that track every player, and like they do with Hawkeye, and then there's a chip in the ball that detects when the ball is kicked.
Yeah, so, I think if VAR is going to stay, that's the way forward, just to try and speed it up.
They just need, I think it's been shit. I've not liked it, but I think all they need to do is bring in an margin of error.
Yeah. Which and they just do in the Premier League, don't they? You have to.
They do that in the but they just need
the two lines
style.
Have to be clear. They can't be overlapping.
So what, umpire's call sort of thing.
Yeah. I
or
think
just say that you're
that.
Level if you're that close. Like, because
I just think there needs to be a bit of a margin of error because at the moment, like that thing in the Croatia game with Belgium, it's like when does your arm start and and it's just like that is like at some point you have to just make an arbitrary distinction, and so you just need to have a bit of a.
But I wouldn't mind like if that was instant, though. I wouldn't really mind that. Like if that was real time, someone flagging up and it's close.
Yeah, exactly.
So would you favour the attacking player in those circumstances then?
It depends what call the umpires, but it depends what call the linesman's made.
I see. Because at the moment, they've become a bit redundant. Yeah, they've become redundant.
Yeah, if the linesman said not offside, then you favour not offside. If the linesman said offside, then you favour offside.
So
I even wonder whether they should bring in an appeal system like cricket as well.
Not sure about that.
Because I feel like them checking every single goal, but I guess they would just check every goal because not enough goals happen.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, I just feel like the VAR, like every single thing being VAR'd all the time just breaks up. Like you just can't celebrate anything and you're just, I don't know, it's quite weird.
What does the ball do to decide when it's been played?
They have to charge. They charge the balls up.
Yeah. But like, what if somebody does like a scoop?
Yeah, okay.
They measured it because they knew that Ronaldo didn't touch the ball, didn't they? So they're like,
right. So it's just when the ball stops being touched.
But it's still that weird thing with offsides of being like, if you change one frame back, like that can change whether someone's offside.
I guess with the ball doing that, they're not working off like TV frames anymore.
No, it's not. But it's like, it's also when you define, has the ball left the foot at the last second touching the foot or the first second when it's not touching the foot?
I mean, to be fair, yeah. When they showed what it looks like, the chip in the ball, there is just a spike. And you just, I guess, go at the end of the spike.
Yeah. What if you scoop it so smoothly? The smoothest scoop, you know?
Then never offside.
I don't know. It's weird.
So not cool?
I think it's an improvement, but the whole thing's not cool.
Also, that fucking Qatar one that got disallowed first game, that was the biggest load of bullshit I've ever seen in my life.
I was.
That was just not offside. And then, because
I think it was, wasn't it?
It wasn't. The keeper hit it down into the other player. And then they said that he... But like, how can... So then they said he intentionally played the ball when the keeper just punched it into him. I don't know. How can that be an intentional play? I don't know. This is weird.
Yeah. Tune in next time for more new rules, not cool or cool not... In fact, what when I say next time? I mean, who knows next time we're going to play this game? You'll have to tune in to see if we do play it, if you're a fan of that game.
Why would we play it? Haven't we done all the rules?
If there's ever a new rule.
Who knows? In the quarterfinals, they bring in a new rule.
That would be a fun World Cup.
Speaking of dark horses, would you say Japan have now qualified for dark horse status, beaten Germany, beaten Spain. Can they beat Croatia in their next game?
Is this me you're asking?
Yes, please.
Yeah, they could beat Croatia. They could beat Croatia. Croatia, they didn't look very good, to be honest, I don't think, what I've seen of them. They looked... What was their last game they played? Belgium. No, not Belgium, but someone. They didn't look that great, to
it
be
was,
honest.
It was Belgium, no.
It was Belgium, yeah. I mean, Belgium should have won that game, to be honest.
Sorry, just on the dark horse status.
I think Japan... Well, Naoto's saying, you know, maybe they need, you know, if they get to the quarters, then... Well, then
they've beaten Germany and Spain, though, haven't they? So that's
so like, are Germany actually any good now?
I know.
Well, what's funny as well is Spain got exactly the same results as Germany, and it's like disaster for, you know, worst ever Germany team. And people thinking, I mean, I know Spain won the first game by more goals, but
I do think
people
Germany
think
are.
Spain are doing it right.
The German team is good.
Yeah, actually, to be fair, Germany also could have absolutely battered Costa Rica. Like, Costa Rica's defence was terrible. They could have scored a lot more goals against them as well.
I do think the German team is good. I think Japan have done really, really well.
Yeah.
How deep can they go?
At least one more.
Knowing what you know about them.
Croatia are quite shit now, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they're going to lose to Croatia.
But maybe that's Japan. You know, maybe Japan need to play a better team to really... Because they lost to Costa Rica. Maybe they really need to be up against it.
Yeah, you're right.
Croatia have only beaten Canada, though.
Yeah,
they've run out of steam, I think.
They're golden generations. Done.
I tell you whose golden generation is definitely done. Belgium. Everyone's seen the stat about Lukaku's expected goals.
More expected goals than somebody
Morocco.
Else in there.
In Morocco, I think.
Morocco
in the whole tournament.
In that one half.
Yeah.
There was that one where it just hit him, where it was like, I don't know how he missed that one.
It's crazy. I don't know how he does it. Every time you think he's finally sorted it out, he's finishing, and then he just manages to bottle it so hard. It's crazy.
Yeah. But it's he hasn't played, has he?
No, he hasn't really. It's great news for Man City.
Why?
Because De Bruyne.
And they all fell out, didn't they? Some of the players are flying home early or something.
They're flying home early.
Really?
Did you see that thing with Martinez where he was, you know, they did the on pitch interviews afterwards, and he was asked, "Are you going to resign?" And he said, "Now is not the time." And literally 5 minutes later, they did a press conference and he said he was going to resign.
Well, yeah, now's not the time on the pitch.
It's five minutes to resignation.
what a like consummate professional that man is.
I mean, maybe he's correct. Maybe that's right.
I don't know why he was ever manager, really. How he managed to stay as manager.
I know.
Was he that bad, though?
For 6 years, he's been their manager now.
I know.
They did well the last World Cup.
They did do all right. They got to the semis, didn't they?
Just lost to France.
I don't know, that game
against Croatia, they should have won if Lukaku remembered he was on a football pitch, you know?
I think I'm quite harsh on him because he was just so shit at Everton. And then Monaco. He's just been really bad at all the clubs that he was at before he went to Belgium.
But Wigan.
Wigan, he was.
What a team.
FA Cup.
Up for relegation every season. Unbelievable.
They did win the FA Cup the same season they got relegated.
That's spectacular management.
In the Europa League and the Championship. Yeah, fucking
perfect. So they'll play, we're assuming it's Japan. I'm rooting for Japan. They'll play the winner of Brazil against South Korea, another Asian team doing well.
Japan, South Korea's quarterfinal. Wow. Yeah. That's gonna be
exciting. Well, so you don't rate Brazil then?
No, they're pretty good, aren't they?
But are they that good?
Thiago is old, very old.
And like
Brazil are definitely
plays for Spain, doesn't he?
Yeah, who are you talking about, Thomas?
What's he called at the back?
Thiago Silva.
He's old, but he's fucking amazing. He's been incredible for Chelsea.
He's decent.
Yeah. He is good.
He's old. He's also really good. Yeah. I think they're looking good, no?
I think they're really solid, aren't they? Every position is like good player. And then they got both Neymar back. Is he going to get back?
Not yet. I heard on the commentary yesterday that Neymar's dad said he'll be back for the final.
Neymar's dad is.
That's the kind of thing you would say, Luke.
I'm reading. Think about this. If Neymar's dad is saying he's going to be back for the final, is that not like the optimistic take? You know? That's Neymar's dad.
No, I think Neymar's dad's.
That's Neymar's senior.
I just don't think Neymar's dad will just do anything to get some attention.
Ooh, accusation.
Allegedly.
they've scraped past Switzerland 1-0, beat Serbia 2-0, and then lost to Cameroon. I don't think they're that good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe.
They
hit another gear when they get to knockouts. It's like Argentina. I feel like they'll just be fine.
Just think their attack is just so stacked.
Yeah,
Jesus is injured now, isn't he? Out.
Is he?
Yeah.
But that, they don't even need Jesus.
I think
everyone needs Jesus, but Jesus is there.
Also, Richarlison. Yeah, go on.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, Jesus gets replaced by Vinicius or Richarlison or Rodrigo, and they're all just sick.
Is their midfield that good?
Fredji.
They got Casemiro,
as we call him.
Have Casemiro, but they have Fred. You know, actually, Fred has been quite good.
Does Fabinho not play for them?
He does. Seems like he's past it now at this point. There, you know.
Fabinho.
I think he's past it. Yeah.
No. Fabinho.
Yeah. He's past it.
What play him over Fred any day of the week?
Did he stutter, Thomas? He knew he was
past it. But yeah, Fred has actually looked pretty good at this tournament.
Wait, can we quickly discuss, do you think Alisson's beard is helping or hindering his performance?
Well, it's mainly moustache.
Lack of
beard.
I like it a lot. It looks like he's from like a different time, a bygone era with his moustache.
He looks like a completely different person every time he changes his facial hair. Yeah, it's crazy.
I think he was hiding there's some stuff about, I think he was hiding his Germanic roots. AKA alleged connections to the Nazi party. With his beard, yeah, because now he's taken off his beard, he looks a lot more German.
What do you mean? Is this a thing where people in Brazil doubt whether he's Brazilian?
No, he's got German. Like his families were like, you know, like Nazis fled to South America. His family are German.
So how alleged is this?
His dad is German.
Ah, okay.
He is a Bolsonaro supporter. Well, they all are.
Yeah, he's a massive Bolsonaro supporter.
Except for who's the one who isn't? Who's
Richarlison? Richarlison is the only one who's come out.
No, Danny Alves, I think, is a hardcore Bolsonaro fan.
No, Marcelo. Marcelo and Richarlison. Richarlison's the biggest, though.
I thought Danny Alves was cool socialist.
Yeah, this is edging into political territory here, lads.
I mean, a neutral socialist.
allegedly.
The thing is with Alisson, though, you know, because he's not got the best skin, with his beard and skin combo, I always used to think it looked like he'd just sort of come back from a polar expedition. Do you know what I mean? Like,
for a Brazilian, it probably is. Being in Liverpool.
His face. So, yeah, I miss that a lot. I think that's gone, and that's bad.
Oh, he doesn't have very good skin, you're right.
But do you know what I mean about, like, almost like, you know, I'm thinking he's just walked to the South Pole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let his beard, because it was never like a very neat beard, was it?
It wasn't bad.
I've seen messier beards.
Okay.
Messy's beard
is never... It's always
Abu Bakar was sent off for his taking his shirt off, second yellow.
That was legendary.
Do you
love to see that.
Did you see the ref like give him like a handshake and he was like, yeah, fair play?
Is that what is that? A patriotic act?
General, the ref shouldn't like high five a player. Like, that's a bad thing during a game. Like, nice goal, mate. But, like, maybe it's all right if you then send him off.
He was just saying respect.
You know, I was wondering.
Respect for that nice goal, mate.
No, I think it was more like, I don't know. I think it was,
yeah, it was like, kind of like, I don't, you know, I've got to send you off now. But
I see why you did it.
I would have done the same thing.
I can't fault you.
It's a bit harsh, though, because you know how, like, a second yellow, you have to commit a worse foul for a second yellow. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you shouldn't. You shouldn't.
No, but you sort of do, though, don't you?
Like, yeah. Okay.
So I think you should have to commit a worse taking your shirt off.
Yeah, but
your
shorts now off. You're getting a yellow.
Get a second yellow.
He basically chose to get sent off.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He knew what he was doing.
It's like, yeah.
But this is last ever game for Senegal.
Cameroon, sorry.
He'll never play for Senegal again.
Do you think, you know, in the Ghana-Uruguay game, at the end, were Ghana like not trying to score? Do you think they just wanted to annoy
Uruguay? I thought they were trying to score.
No, I think they were.
Yeah. They were. Because there were some accusations made. I wanted them to do what Chelsea did
against Tottenham.
Yeah.
So when Leicester won the league and Chelsea were like wasting time at a 1-0 draw.
Like Uruguay got, they like made some chances towards the end as well.
Yeah. There was some massive overlap.
It was just one more goal they needed, wasn't it?
Did you see that still? There was like an image of when the guy took a shot with that free kick right at the end. And there was basically all of the Ghana players were in the defence. In the wall, sorry. And so there was literally like five Uruguay players that all were in like infinite amounts of space. And he just goes that shitty shot.
Yeah. Terrible. They really fucked it up. They had so many chances where they had three or four extra attackers to the defenders. And
Suarez is actually an evil man. He played so well. He loves it so much. He was like, the one team that hate me more than anybody in the world, and I will just fucking like go out, play out of my mind, and like nuts them, and just do all this mad shit. It's just like, it would be fine if it
had been the Megs rule.
Apparently,
he's the only player in both teams that played in that previous meeting in the semis. Well,
he was the main.
Yeah, he's the guy who handballed it, but also like no one else was actually playing in that game apart from him.
Oh, really?
Ah.
Even Cavani? Surely Cavani was there?
Nope.
Wow, what is that?
How has Luke suddenly got this football knowledge? I just watched
a couple of games. I've seen some games. And I just listened to what the commentators say.
Yeah, that Uruguay 2012. I've gone back and watched
2010.
Luke, do you like to see Suarez crying?
I don't think I like to see. He's a bad guy, though, isn't he? Like he just is a terrible individual. You know, like he's been racist. He's just a psychopath as well. He bites people when his team's losing. Like I don't want to look at him crying. Mm. That doesn't make me happy. But you know, it doesn't
make me sad either.
You know, it couldn't really happen to a worse man, could it?
Wow.
That's a very strong allegedly.
I quite like to see him cry. I quite like to see anyone.
Yeah,
cry,
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed
you just
it.
Just for the raw emotion. you just appreciate the emotion.
Cry. No. I like to see a grown man cry because they failed. they failed their country.
John Terry.
I think it's appropriate. and, you know, for a man to show his emotions in that way, I like. Oh, no, he does sort of hide. He can't. He likes to cover himself up.
As far as
if he was a real
stoic
man,
until
they were also quite violent towards the ref as well. That wasn't the best.
Yeah, did you see
emotions.
The thing that I did? I send the thing on the chat with the Uruguay player when the Ghana player missed the penalty and the Uruguay player celebrating in the ref's face.
Oh yeah,
what level of shit house?
It's like ref doesn't care. Like, in your face, yeah. Ref.
Yeah.
Oh, that was such a bad penalty, though.
They got too emotional, didn't they? I guess at the end, that must be why they missed all those chances. They were like,
yeah,
they were.
So, yeah.
But also, like, that was never a penalty.
The Cavani,
the Ghana one. That was poor. But
well,
yeah,
the thing is, like, it's always difficult with goalkeepers because if you take them out with your arms, it's like. If any other player did that,
You think he sort of left his legs in? I think it's a foul, is it not?
I thought the Ghana one was a foul.
Mm.
Cavani was diving, or I think he kicked out for the one they wanted.
Oh, he left.
Oh, yeah.
He left
and there was that. there was that stamp as well by the player with the blonde hair, the one who scored both goals.
Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised the VAR did not look at that.
No, uh-oh.
Did it look at it?
They look at everything.
And how many people do they need to be in VAR? That's like it's expanded now to like 10 people in the VAR room.
It's just like a little viewing party for the game.
And I like how 9 of them tend to have seats, and there's always one who doesn't have a seat as well.
Standing up.
Yeah, it's like you're just watching the game with your friends, but when you go, that was never a foul, you actually get to decide that.
Yeah. I'd like to know what their processes are. Do they vote on stuff? Do they talk to each other? It'd be great.
I wonder, do you think some of them are more like getting the clips, the right clips, and then you've got someone who makes the decision?
I see, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to have to wrap this up, guys. I've got to go to Red Star Noodle Bar.
You just kind of doxed yourself a bit. All the fans are going to be finding you with that information.
Watch out. The paparazzi.
Oh, it was actually Rooney. I can send a pic.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. Amazing. That's good.
Did you see Rooney, Johnny?
Louisa did.
Indirectly, yes.
What have you guys just done the new Apple update? Why the fuck is my time so big on my phone?
Oh, you can change it. Yeah. You can change it.
What? Oh, you can change it.
You can change the font, yeah.
That's you so can make annoying. It bigger.
Why would they make it bigger for me? Why wouldn't they just keep it as it was?
It's the future. It's the future.
Like sometimes, you know, sometimes they've got to just change arbitrary things to feel like they're doing something. You know?
Yeah, that is.
Is that Wayne Rooney?
Oh my god!
Colleen took the photo.
Oh my god, he looks so bad.
You can see why he's been growing the beard.
Oh my god!
You can see why
he drinks so much now, doesn't he? He's such a gammon.
Is that really Wayne Rooney?
That is crazy.
That is him. That is.
You know what? Louisa should have done the right thing and mentioned our podcast to Wayne. if he's listening, I take that back, Wayne.
You
look great, mate. You look great. You're a legend.
I like your beard a lot, and I'm sad to see the beard go. That's I would say it. Because the beard.
And why is your face so red?
The beard completed the look. Okay. Wow, look at that. What a way to end.
Wow.
Okay. Let's
I feel like we didn't really talk about no, it's fine. Just go for it.
Oh, go on, just
No, because we did talk about it a bit actually.
For more meeting the stars, David went to a party with Emile Smith Rowe. He was there.
Oh
wow.
And he was excited for the World Cup.
For fuck's sake.
That is some 10 out of 10 insight.
did he get a picture with Emile Smith, bro?
No,
that'd be a bit lame.
It's quite scary. And it was more of like he was there as a proper guest as well.
What do you mean a proper guest?
I don't know what I'm talking about. He should have taken a picture.
Okay.
I guess it's kind of awkward in those situations.
I think it might be time to say thank you and your own personal goodbye. But can you say thank you and your own personal goodbye and what you're looking forward to most about the next round of 16? You can do it in whatever order you want.
As in, like, what game?
Do you want us to incorporate it into the goodbye?
Yes. Okay. That's your challenge. It doesn't have to... Look, it could be anything. What are you most looking forward to about the round of 16? So... It's time to say thank you and goodbye. And what are you most looking forward to in the next round to Luke Stamper?
Thank you and goodbye. And I'm looking forward to the emergence of the Japan South Korea quarterfinal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Brazil at average.
No, there was no personal goodbye there.
Well, I said goodbye. You know what? Like, see you later.
That's fine.
Yeah, sayonara.
Don't overdo it. Hey, thank you and your own personal goodbye and what you're looking forward to most about the next round to at the J Doggy Dog.
Thank you and personal goodbye from me, and I am looking forward to I'm looking forward to the team talk before the England game.
Yes.
You guys are stealing both of my things, I was going to say.
And also
There's more.
The England win.
Okay. And let's say thank you and your own personal goodbye. And what are you most looking forward to the next round to Otto underscore Wolf?
Thank you and my own personal goodbye. I'm looking forward to getting back in this Zoom call with you boys.
That was going to be mine.
To talk over all of the scintillating football that we're all going to be enjoying so much.
Wow. Alice, thank you and goodbye, personal goodbye from me. And what I'm looking forward to in the next round, which are, for fuck's sake, it doesn't really roll off the... I'm looking forward to... Oh, I was going to say that. The next usage of the semi-automated offside. I always enjoy that.
Yes,
goodbye.
Yes.